Time to discuss the AFL draft tonight thanks to Tyre Power. Pick one, big holiday sale now on at Tyre Power. Kevin Shifter Sheehan, AFL talent manager, is with us. Welcome back to you, Kevin. Great to have you on again. And finally, it's here.
The deliberation's over, Dwayne, hey? And our decision time for the clubs, isn't it, hey? All the speculation is put to bed when they start to announce their picks tonight, and so we look forward to it with great interest.
So we'd expect everyone to take as much time as possible. Do you think there'll be any live trading of picks tonight?
I reckon there will be. I'm certain there will be. It's added another dimension to the draft in the last couple of years to be able to push up when you see someone still there that you thought would be gone. And they'll be ready for that, ready to pounce and offer something that might get them four or five spots up to get that player X if he's still there. And it may happen. It may happen very early, right up there in the top 10, but certainly, very obviously, a likelihood in the teens and in the 20s. You know, it might be looking for a key position player. You know, there's few of them. The first 20 look a very midfield group. I reckon there's only two tall forwards. So if you want one of them, Darcy will be one and he'll be gone. He'll be off the table. There's only one other that's maybe ranked there. So you might see someone try and creep to get that. Or the tall defenders. Again, there's a couple of them in there. So it's always pretty intriguing to see how that works. There's only the one ruckman. Well, Darcy's a centre forward or a ruckman. Then there's another ruckman whose name's Toby Conway. He looks to be the best by a mile. So will someone trade up to get him, for instance? So there's some of the things behind the scene that many people will be looking for. But generally, it's just such a terrific couple of days to see people achieve their dream of getting into the AFL. And as we know, the hard work then begins. But for the 48 hours around this, it's a great place to be, to see kids achieving their dreams and enjoying it with their families, their friends, and all the people who have contributed in their careers, you know, back to their junior clubs, their schools, their state league club as well. And, of course, the recruiters who choose them, they're pretty proud of the moment, and particularly when they reflect down the track that they've got a couple of beauties.
Now, we're not back to the stage where all the players and their families are going to be in the room tonight yet, are we?
Well, we're nearly there, Dwayne. We'll have three functions, one in Perth, one in Adelaide and one in Melbourne, with roughly might be 150-odd people in across those three spots. About 13, 14 players and their families and friends will be there. The clubs are all back, as in the last couple of days, are all back at Marvel Stadium in the super boxes. I think almost. I know Adelaide are now coming in. I'm not sure with West Coast and Perth, so it's been moving from day to day as to what's achievable. Yep. But I think most of the head people of Frio and West Coast in terms of recruiting are based in Melbourne anyway. So I think that's the way it'll play out. There will be Selection Square. They'll still have to ring in down into the Arc. The Arc will be the centrepiece of it tonight, where they'll have someone from each club taking the selection and handing it into the AFL to be approved. That is part of the process, and we look forward to hearing, you know, the immediate response from the boys that are chosen and given their chance to play at the highest level.
So we expect that it'll be Horne Francis taken by North Melbourne pick one, and then we kind of expect that the Western Bulldogs will match the Giants and they will go for Sam Darcy with pick two, and then they'll probably, take Finn Callaghan if they don't get Sam Darcy. Is that the way we're expecting it to fall? And then what next? Do you think the Gold Coast will bid on Dacos?
Well, I think they're the names that are in the mix. As to what comes out, we'll have to wait and see. But those four names are certainly the four that everyone's talking about. And the clubs aren't declaring what they're doing until that moment. And maybe they've put it out, a couple of rumours out, or they may have said what they're going to do. I'm not sure. I always wait to the night. But they're the four in the mix, no doubt in the world about that. North had given every indication they may well take the player they can keep rather than bid on someone that they'll lose almost instantly. So we'll see how that plays out. I can see why with these four. They're sensational prospects, just on what was seen at the minute. Remember, coming through different pathways, you've got Horne Francis playing 2 years of senior footy. He's nearly played 40 games, including that best on the ground in the prelim final. So he's done all that, whereas a Dacos and even a Darcy, they've come out of Victoria where they didn't play at all last year and played three games in the case of Darcy this year in the NAB League. And of course, Dacos just the five games. They've played a couple of rep games as well. that you haven't seen the full 2 years that you'd normally see. But there's still enormous talents, those two, Darcy and Dacos. And then Finn Callahan's the kid that's come on the scene, you know, looking more like Marcus Bontempelli every day. He's a left-footer that's grown a bit again and really has shown some spectacular form initially on the wing, but then pushed into the midfield. And the way he steps out of the centre with that lovely step that the left-footers tend to have, like a Pendlebury or a Bontempelli, he's got that step and that speed away. A beautiful left-foot kick as well, and can mark it too, and he goes forward. So Callahan is a spectacular prospect as well.
And you mentioned Toby Conway's a ruckman. I think that a few think that Mac Andrew could ruck, but he's more of a key position player that will likely go to the Gold Coast, and that will pick five by the time it gets to the Gold Coast.
Yeah, so he's the Sudanese boy. It doesn't look like a Sudanese name, does it?
Yeah.
It can slip through a little bit, but he's a 201-centimetre boy. And if you liken him to someone, he's like a Luke Jackson at Melbourne that we've also seen through the finals. He's got that wonderful leap so he can get into the centre and give you that out of the centre, but can play key forward, could even play key back because he's athletic, super athletic. He's light. He will take a couple of years, but... We had that one rep game that we refer to a lot, which is Vic Metro versus Vic Country. You normally have four of those rep games to sort of scan them in. Well, he took four contested marks for Vic Country in that game. There were only seven taken in the game, contested marks. Mm. He was spectacular. And I suppose that was the day Melbourne, we're sitting in the stand, Melbourne Footy Club recruiters saying, oops, I don't think we're going to get him, because he had to be outside the top 20 for them to be able to match the bid. So that's the intrigue of this. He looks like he'll be in the 20, and poor Melbourne, that have put 3 or 4 years into him, won't be able to match the bid with that change in rule after last year. So fascinating to see where he goes. I don't know where he'll end up, but gee, he's an exciting prospect that will be a long-term one for the club that takes him.
Yeah, so the Gold Coast have picked three, but essentially that'll be pick five by the time that Sam Darcy and Nick Dacos are taken if they're both bid for. And then you got pick four, which is Adelaide. Then Hawthorn pick five, and been a bit of talk as to whether Josh Ward is the kind of guy they'd go for, and he would be at local Northern Knights Vic Metro. And then it's interesting that Fremantle have got a pick, and Jai Amos is a local WA boy, so we might see a few guys taken by their home state team as well.
Yeah, that's possible, Ledge. Amos is the one that we referred to as the tall forward, other than Darcy, potentially. Kicked 50-odd goals this year at under-18 level. I saw him, for the first time, really, at a high level in the rep game against SA, come out of the goal square. Gee, he's quick, he's big, and he's a wonderful kick. I think it was 51 goals, 15 or something for the year. Hardly missed. He's learned a lot from watching the likes of Josh Kennedy, the West Coast forward, of course. I like him a bit to Harry McKay because he's the left footer, a terrific athlete that presents very, very well up forward. And he's come out of the blue, as kids do. He didn't play waffle in his 17th year, nor his 16th year. A country boy from WA, and haven't there been some great players come out of country WA into AFL in the last 20-odd years? And he looks to have all the talent to be a key player at 196 centimetres up forward for quite a long time.
And before I let you go, Kevin, can't wait to see you tonight. Well, I probably won't see you because you'll be busy with Fox Footy's coverage of the AFL Draft. It's live tonight on Fox Footy and on KO. And Kevin Sheehan is always part of the coverage, which will be led by Sarah Jones. I'm looking forward to catching that on the big screen, even though we'll be on air as well. But can I ask you a curly one, Kevin, about the territory? How many players do you think might be more likely to come through if there was a local team as a pathway in 5 years or 6 years? Do you think that could be just what they need as an injection of pathway to say that you're going to get a team in 5 or 6 years if it could do that?
Just the Northern Territory, up the north? Well, look,
yeah, well, presuming Tassie's going to be the next team in. So,
the
yeah,
20th. Yeah,
I mean, when Tassie come in, should we say,
areas,
OK, well, we're bringing the Territory in at some stage too, so get ready, young kids.
Yeah, I think those areas are pretty vital to us, Tassie and the Northern Territory, in terms of talent. I reckon off the top of my head, we 3.5 would get out of Tassie on average over a 20-year period. You know, about 3 to 4 players. It's been a bit lower than that recently. The Northern Territory is about 2.5. You know, normally we'll think of the champions that have come from there, whether it be Darryl White or Sil Rioli. We've got some wonderful players out of there. They've had one already taken this year, Sandy Brock. The zone of the NT in Darwin has gone to the Gold Coast Suns, and they've pre-listed him just a couple of weeks back. So he's a big 198 centimetre boy that slipped out of the NT to play at Peel Thunder this year down there and had some great senior footy. And so they've signed him. So they're slipping away a little bit. Tassie, this year, I think they've got Sam Banks as their prime choice. But that's interesting. If they were to come in, they're, no doubt you're guessing here, there'd be some concessions that might drive many others who currently are choosing all sorts of options for their sports. And it might drag a few others in so that we get back to the sorts of levels that we have had over the history from those areas. But, yeah, I think both will be represented this year with some draftees, and that's the immediate opportunity for their very best.
Yeah, let's hope so. Kevin, great to have you. Look forward to talking to you tonight. We'll be pretty excited when we get there tonight, and it's going to go for a few hours, even though it's only the first round. It is only the first round, up to 18 tonight, is that correct?
Up to 18, plus the bid, so they'll get to 20, and there could be a third bid. Might get us 21 taken. Yeah,
yep.
Look forward to it.
Good
dreams
stuff.
Will come true for a few tonight, won't they?
Absolutely. Kevin Shifter, Sheehan AFL Talent Ambassador, and we appreciate everything you've done for us in the lead up to this draft, Kevin. I really do. SEN's AFL draft coverage, thanks to Tyre Power. Draft three tyres. Get your fourth tyre free on Falcon Passenger Tyres. Nick Dalsado and I tonight from 6. A couple of texts that have come through, so we'll head back to your calls and your texts. I'm not a Collingwood supporter, but in my lifetime, I rate Dacos as the best of them. Stephen from Brisbane, thanks for that, Stephen. The difference, Dwayne, between the old players and the current players is purely to do with social media. Current players just can't say hi in the street because everyone wants a photo to post, and there's always someone out there who will say something negative about them. That's from Simo. Bumped into Andrew Gaze in North Melbourne, offered. Happy to have a chat, even though I didn't want to bother him after the first chat. He always greeted me with, "Hello, Adam." What a champ. I hope he is Bob Murphy's replacement. You're having done plenty of basketball games and travelled with Andrew Gaze in the past. He's the kind of guy that when you're at the airport and you get your call to go to the gate, and the plane's leaving, he just loves chatting. If someone comes up and wants to chat, he doesn't want to leave them. And you've got to drag him away and say, "We're going to miss this plane." He loves talking to people, Gazy. And, yeah, he has been great on SEN over time. And, yeah, you might hear more of him soon.